I've started many online discussions only. Some of them are like quite good, really going on quite well. So now I'm slowly getting used to it. Actually, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu has been pushing me for the last almost 3 years. You know, every time he meets me or calls me, he keeps telling, why are you, you know, just restricting yourself to your travel preaching? Why don't you start doing something online also like that? I never understood, I could never get attracted to it. It was not so appealing to me. But COVID has, I think, practical perspectives and predisposition has changed. I'm starting to like it also now. Like sometimes, you know, you get very sincere and be traveling quite far, way is quite good. But nevertheless, I think situations are pushing us to explore these avenues, and I can say I'm happy that I have started this. So what we could do is okay. So it's allowing me to share the screen. So I will share. Let's start with, let's do a quick recap of what we have seen till now. Hari Bhakti Prabhu told that we have completed 6th canto, first 2 chapters we have completed. So it has been such a long time that I don't even recollect, you know, how much we have completed. So 2 chapters, I think the last time we discussed was in Chowbati, I think, right? So it was probably in the base classroom. That's where we discussed. So what we, let's try to decide on some protocols. So because this is not a personal discussion, so unless we, and also it seems like the you know, the signals not so good. So what we could do is we have to decide on some protocol so that we can smoothly take over, because I am seeing that after I speak, when I ask for a response, after at least some 6 or 7 seconds only I am hearing the response, which means there is definitely a time lag that I am seeing, at least with the those devotees, you know, where who are sitting in Punjavihari, I can clearly see that there is a time lag. Okay, someone has to mute. I think Jayadvait Prabhu, can you mute? Because I am hearing my own voice here. So I think we need to have some protocol for continuing this. So what we could do is one thing. You all know, you all are more conversant with using Zoom. So you can either raise your hands, you know, whenever you want to share something, have a question, whatever, you please raise your hands. And then I will pause and you can ask. Or after covering some section, I will pause for some questions or discussions. And at that time you can ask. So both are fine. You can, when you raise your hands, I will be able to see. Then you can please unmute yourself and ask like that. So one of the two we will follow. Both, which if you have some pressing thing that you want to share or ask while we are discussing, you can always do that, as we used to have it in Thane. Or once in a while, I will pause for some discussions also. At the time also, you can please ask. So we'll try to follow that protocol. Okay. So I'll try to do a quick recap. I cannot promise, as you all know. So we started the sixth canto, first chapter by, which is titled The History of the Life of Ajamil. And of course, Maharaj Parikshit first expresses his goals whatever now, especially after hearing about the description of hellish planets towards the end of fifth planet, he asked, how can people express hellish suffering? And so I really agree with it. Manye punjara shauchavat. Kwachin nivartate abad rastam ato apartam manye punjara shauchavat. It is just like an elephant taking bath. So I don't really believe that this is the best way of escaping hellish suffering. So, kaho or please go away. So, Shukadeva Goswami mentions that prayaschittam vimarshanam. How about the path of jnana? What you say is right, because by prayaschitta completely all sins cannot be contracted. So the path of jnana, like that. But even more he says, shipam mahadapi venu gulmam ivanala. He says, venu gulmam iva, just like a forest fire destroys from the root is not destroyed, and whenever the next shower comes, grows again into a big forest. So therefore, that is also not great. So apparently, Dikshit Maharaj was even not here in the be prompted to speak about bhakti. If Parikshit Maharaj was happy about the presentation of Shukadeva Goswami where he presented the path of jnana, so then he says, Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktiya Vasudeva Parayana Agham Dunvanti Katsnyane Harami Varaha. And that glorifying path of bhakti.
The audio is not clear from your side.
Was it not clear from the beginning or is not clear right now?
Right now, from actually, Prabhuji, we are not able to see your video also, and voice is also like it is cracking since the last 2-3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Let's do one thing. Maybe let me try connecting from my side. That'd be better, because I have, I think, probably better internet. I don't know. Should I try connecting from my side?
This would be because here internet. Here the bandwidth is all right. Of internet, just the router is just behind only.
Okay, so what would you suggest? You tell me.
Maybe if
because till now all my classes have been doing this way only, and there has not been any serious issues. Once in a while, for a few seconds the signal goes down, but otherwise it's generally all right.
It's coming good. Now it is good, Prabhuji.
Now it is good. Okay. So till now, whatever we have completed 15 slides, 15 verses, could you hear or you could not hear?
So we heard. We can continue.
You heard?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So starting from the 16th verse onwards, he actually, from the 15th verse, Bhaktiya Vasudevena Gham Dunvanti Katsnena Nihavamasaha. He glorifies the bhakti as the only way but complete destruction of sin can happen. And then he continues glorifying the path of bhakti. Na tatahi agavan rajan puyeta tapa adibihi yata krishnarpita pranas tat purusha nishevaya. So other processes are incapable of producing the kind of purification that the path of bhakti is capable of purifying. Sadrichino hyayam loke pantaha kshemo akuto bayaha shushila sadavo narayana prayana. Further glorification of the path of bhakti. That path of bhakti is such a pleasant path because to follow this path, as your associates, you get the most friendly and virtuous people. So so the traversing the path becomes so pleasant and wonderful. And they are all surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And therefore, it is a certain path, it is an auspicious path, and there is no fear of obstacles on this path of bhakti. Dhavan nimilyamane te naskalen na pate diha. So definitely one can close one's eyes and progress because of the association and because of the guarantee that Krishna himself becomes the God for this path of akuto bayaha. There is no fear of obstacles. Of course, obstacles in the form of an unfavorable birth and things like that. But definitely, offenses do become serious obstacles because that is anti-bhakti. Because when one performs offense, then it is considered to be performing bhakti in the opposite direction. So that will definitely be an obstacle. Prayaschittani chirnani narayana paranmukam na nishpunanti rajendra surakumbam ivapaga. So you want to speak of performing bhakti, even when a person may perform atonement, even that person, if he is Narayana Paranmukha, if he is against Narayan, if he does not worship Narayan, even that atonement cannot do whatever minimal work that it is capable of doing, even that it cannot do. Then he concludes by telling, Sakran Manak Krishna Padara Vindayor Nate Yamam Vratas Bhatan Swapnepi Pashyanti Hichirna Nishkritaha. So, persons who may just once absorb their mind in the lotus feet of Krishna, even while they were not awake, even if they are sleeping and are able to think of the lotus feet of Krishna, so such people will not see the servants of Yamaraj. Nate yamam pasha vritascha tadbatan swapnehi pashyanti hi chirna nishkrita, because such people are considered to have accomplished all the atonements. So such people will never have to see the Yamadutas ever in their lives. This principle comes again and again so many times in this section of Ajamil only. Okay. So then he starts discussing the life of Ajamila. Atracha udaharanti mitihasam puratanam dutanam Vishnu Yamayoho samvadastam nibodame. So he says, in this context, I will discuss to you the life of Ajamil, during which the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas came and they had a conversation. Kanyakumjirja kaschid dasipati Ajamilaha namna nashta sadacharo dasyaha samsarga dushita. So in the city of Kanyakubja or Kanauj, which is near Kanpur, once there lived this Ajamil, and who eventually married a maid servant, and because of that association, he lost all good conduct. Bandi akshayhi kaitavais chauryair garhitam vritti mastitah bibrat kutumbam ashuchir yatayam asadehinah. So he maintained his whole family by taking up to all kinds of condemned profession, cheating and gambling and even murdering people. Thus he lived a very very sinful life. Evam nivasatastasya lalayanasya tatsutan kalotyagan mahan rajan ashtashityayushas samaha. So in this way, living a life in such an abominable way, trying to maintain his family in such sinful ways, 88 years passed. Tasya pravayasa putra dashateshan tuyo avamaha balo narayano namna pitrosh jayib. So when he was very, very old, most probably after he was well past his 80, he gave birth to a son named Narayan, who was the youngest, and he was very dear to both his father and mother. ಸ ಬದ್ಧ ಹೃದಯಸ್ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಅರ್ಭಕೆ ಕಲಭಾಷಿಣಿ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಮಾನಸ್ತದ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಮುಮುದೆ ಜರಟೋ ಭೃಷಂ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಲೆಸ್ ದನ್ 2 to 3 years ಓಲ್ಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ 88. ಸೊ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಟು ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ 84-85 years ಓಲ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ಭುಂಜಾನ ಪ್ರಭಿಬನ್ ಕಾದನ್ ಬಾಲಕಂ ಸ್ನೇಹಯಂತ್ರಿತ ಭೋಜಯನ್ ಪಾಯಯನ್ ಮೂಡೋ ನ ವೇದ ಆಗತಂ ಅಂತಕಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಫೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಪ್ಲೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಡೆತ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್. ಸ ಏವಂ ವರ್ತಮಾನೋಜ್ಞೋ ಮೃತ್ಯುಕಾಲ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತೆ ಮತಿಂ ಚಕಾರ ತನಯೇ ಬಾಲೇ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಹ್ವಯೇ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ವೈಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಡೆತ್ ಅರೈವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫೂಲಿಶ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಥಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ್ ಕುಡ್ ಸೇವ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಸೊ ಹಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ್. ಸ ಪಾಶಹಸ್ತಾಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀನ್ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಪುರುಷಾನ್ ಅತಿ ದಾರುಣಾನ್ ವಕ್ರತುಂಡಾನ್ ಊರ್ಧ್ವರೋಮ್ನ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ನೇತುಮಾಗತಾನ್ ದೂರೇ ಕಿರಣಕಾಸಕ್ತಂ ಪುತ್ರಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಹ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ಲಾವಿತೇನ ಸ್ವರೇಣೋಚ್ಚೈರ್ ಆಜುಹಾ ಅಕುಲೇಂದ್ರಿಯ. ಸೊ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ 3 people ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯಮದೂತಸ್, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಟೆರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಯಮಪಾಶ್ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್. So in great, he became greatly anxious, and with that anxiety he started crying out Narayan, Narayan, calling out for his son who was playing outside. Beautiful, he calls it Hari Kirtanam. Nishamya Mriyamanasya Mukato Hari Kirtanam Bhartur Nama Maharaja Parshada Sahasapatan. So hearing Hari Kirtan from the mouth of a dying man, so death, which means he chanted after he saw the Yamadutas. So after that Lord Vishnu heard, then he alerted his messengers, and his messengers landed back to protect him, which means, you know, the whole system we are now discussing about, you know, internet being not fast enough. So this is the, you know, this was the connection that from the material world to Vaikuntha, you know. So he chanted at that time of, after seeing the Yamadutas, he chanted, which Lord Vishnu heard. And the Yamadutas narrate this to later, that Lord Vishnu heard and he sent us like that. So, and this is, Shukadeva Goswami describes it as Mukato Hari Kirtanam. So this is, this is not Shukadeva Goswami's opinion. This is how Lord Vishnu heard it. Lord Vishnu heard it as Hari Kirtanam, especially coming from a person at the time of death. I mean, talking about lenience, you know, lenient correction. This is the most lenient, you know, correction at the time of, you know, examination correction. Hearing glorification of the Lord from the mouth of the dying man who uttered the name of their master, the associates of Vishnu arrived suddenly. Parshadaha sahasa apatan. So, and especially because, so the Yamadutas were trying to pull Ajamil, and the Vishnudutas literally shouted at the Yamadutas and stopped them. Uchur nishedita ವೈವಸ್ವತ ಪುರಸ್ಸರಾಹ ಅತಿಷೇಧಾರೋ ಧರ್ಮರಾಜಸ್ಯ ಶಾಸನಂ. ಸೊ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ದಿ ಯಮದೂತಾಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದೂತಾಸ್ ಕೇ ಯು ಎಂ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧಾರೋ ಧರ್ಮರಾಜಸ್ಯ ಶಾಸನಂ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಟು ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ದಿ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಟು ಅಪೋಸ್ ದ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮರಾಜ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ದ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮರಾಜ್ ಕಸ್ಯವಾ ಕುತ ಆಯಾತ ಕಸ್ಮಾದಸ್ಯ ನಿಷೇಧಥ ಕಿಂ ದೇವ ಉಪದೇವಾಯ ಯೂಯಂ ಕಿಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಸತ್ತಮ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಯು ಸಂ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಉಪದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಸಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ಸರ್ವೇ ಪದ್ಮಪಲಾಶಾಕ್ಷ ಪೀತ ಕೌಶೇಯ ವಾಸಸ ಕಿರೀಟಿನ ಕುಂಡಲಿನೋ ಲಸತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕರ ಮಾಲಿನ ಸರ್ವೇ ಚ ನೂತ್ನ ವಯಸ ಸರ್ವೇ ಚಾರು ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಾ ಧನುರ್ ನಿಷಂಗಾಸಿ ಗದಾಶಂಕ ಚಕ್ರಾಂಬುಜಶ್ರಿಯ ದಿಶೋ ವಿತಿಮಿರಾಲೋಕ ಕುರ್ವತ ಸ್ವೇನ ತೇಜಸ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಧರ್ಮಪಾಲಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂಕರಾನ್ನೋ ನಿಷೇಧತ. So they are asking, you look so beautiful. You look like you have descended definitely from some higher planets. You know, your form is so attractive. Which means definitely inside also you must be very, very pious and virtuous people. So therefore, it is very, very difficult to understand that why you are obstructing a dharmic act from being performed. So therefore, we are not able to understand. We are trying to execute the orders of the Dharmaraj, even though we may look very impious and very horrible looking. But still, we are executing a dharmic act. So, impious act because of which you are stopping us. Shri Shuka Vacha. Ityukte yamaduta iste vasudevokta karinaha. So, in this way, dandyahakim punishment to be administered. For what reason to punish someone? Who is to be punished? And people, including few kinds of people, can be punished. Tell clearly so that we can understand that you are actually executing dharma. We need to understand. Yamaduta ochho. So now Yamadutas are going to respond because you know they have been well trained in these subject matters. So this is a very easy question paper. So they say, Veda pranihito dharmo hyadharmastad viparyaya Vedo narayana sakshat swayambhu riti shushruma. So they're telling, look, whatever we are going to speak is what we have heard. We are not concocting anything. So therefore they say, iti shushruma, this is what we have heard from none other than Dharmaraj. Veda pranihito dharma, whatever the Vedas recommend as pious is dharma, and whatever is not prescribed by the Vedas is adharma. And the Vedas are directly Narayan, and because they are born from him, this is what we have heard from Yamaraj. Yena swadhamyami bhava rajas sattva tamomayaha gunanama kriya rupair vibhavyante yatatatam. By Narayana, who is situated in his own abode, these living entities and composed of sattva rajas tamas, they appear after every creation or after death also. Every living entity appear exactly according to the modes that they had acquired in their past many lives. Suryogni kam marudeva soma sandhyahani dishah kam kuswayam dharma iti hyete daihyasya sakshinah. So how do you know what kind of dharmic or adharmic activity someone has performed? He says that these many, the sun, fire, sky, air, devatas, moon, evening, day, night, the directions, water, land, and Yamaraj. So this 14 witnesses are there. They witness whether a person is performing a dharmic activity or an adharmic activity. So basically indicating that no one would be punished, and all of them cannot be wrong. Etair adharmo vijnatah sthanam dandasya yujyate sarve karmanurodena dandam arhanti karinah. So because all these witnesses are there, from their observation an adharmic activity or a dharmic activity can be understood, and based on the amount of adharma, punishment is determined, and the no person will get even little more punishment than what they deserve. So there is no injustice on the planet of Yamaraj. Sambhavanti hi badrani viparitani chanaga karinam gunasangosti dehavan nahi akarmakrit. In fact, pious and sinful activities arise for all persons who perform acts, because they had asked for who are qualified to receive punishment. He says, because all human beings are qualified to act according to the Vedas or the Vedic scriptures. But animals are not expected. Animals are completely instinctive. They act only according to their instincts. There is nothing like actually right and wrong for them according to scriptures, but it is there for human beings. So therefore, human beings are meant to be punished. So, and because everyone is associated with gunas, they cannot avoid action. Yena yavan yatadharmo dharmo veha samihitah sayeva tatphalam bhungte tatartavad amutravai. So, in proportion to their dharma or adharma, one experiences corresponding suffering or happiness in this life and next life? Yateha deva pravara straividyam upalabhyate bhuteshu guna vaichitrya tatanyatra anumiyate. Okay, so and you can guess, you know, the way in which a person is acting in this life, you can guess what kind of activities he must have done in his previous lives to accumulate those particular gunas which are impelling him to act in a particular way in this life. And you can probably guess what kind of birth he may get in his next life also, because based on the gunas that he is exhibiting prominently in this lifetime. Vartamano anyayoho kalo gunabhijnapako yata evam janmanayor etat dharma dharma nidarshanam. The same point he is mentioning, that similarly, from the qualities in this life, you can understand what he will live in his next life also, like that. Masiva pure devaha purva rupam vipashyati mimamsate apurvam manasa bhagavan ajaha. And Yamaraj, sitting in his Yamaloka, actually within his mind he can see the previous condition, the karma and the swabhava of the living entities, in fact in this particular aspect he is as omniscient as Lord Brahma himself, and accordingly he decides the present and the future forms within his mind. Yatajnas tamasa yukta upasate vyaktam evahi naveda purvam aparam nashta janma smritistata. So just as an animal accepts its present birth by ignorance, so human beings are no different. They also lose the memory of their past birth, and they are not aware of what birth they may get in future. Unless they connect themselves to the Shastra, they can panchapi kurute swartan pancha vedata panchabihi ekastu shodashenatrin swayam saptadashoshnute. So he says, so in this way, using five karmendriyas, he approaches the objects that he wants to enjoy, and through five gyanendriyas, he approaches the five sense objects, and through the mind, the jiva, who is the 17th object, he enjoys everything. Okay, so the karmendriyas are used to approach the sense objects, the gyanendriyas interact with the sense objects, those signals are processed by the mind, sense are experienced by the jivatma. So five karmendriyas, five gyanendriyas 10, five sense objects 15, one mind 16, jiva is the 17th, like that. Tadetat shodashakalam lingam shakti trayam mahat datte anusmritim pumsi harsha shoka bayartidam. So in this way, the subtle body of the jiva, which is the effect of the three gunas, produces repeated and unavoidable birth, you know. Utkramantam sitam vapi bunjanam va gunanvitam. In that series it comes, you know, how one goes from vayurganda nivashayat, you know, how the subtle body is carried from one gross body to the other gross body by the jiva. Gehyagnyo jita shadvargo nechan karmani karyate koshakara ivatmanam karmana chadya muhyati. In this way, just like a silkworm covers itself with its cocoon, similarly the living entity for enjoying in this material world and in this way binds himself with continuous reactions which binds him to this material world. Nahi kaschit shanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit karyate hi avashak karma gunair swabhavikair balat. In this way, a person, a living entity in this material world, he cannot remain even for a moment without performing any action, because the three gunas with which he is present will push him to act in that particular way. Labdva nimittam avyaktam vyakta vyaktam bhavatyuta yata yoni yata bijam swabhavena baliyasa. In this way, the gross and subtle body of the living entity who takes his next birth, sometimes it resembles mother, sometimes it resembles father. Like that. So they appear with a particular nature according to the jiva's karma. Sometimes he. So it is not necessary that even though Bhagavatam actually mentions, especially in the episode of Vena, that Vena was, even though he was born of Anga, who was very, very pious, but still because of his mother side connection with Sunita, he took her qualities like that. And it is mentioned there that Prabhupada also writes in the purport that the generally the son takes the qualities of the mother and the daughter takes the quality of the father. So Sunita's father was Mrityu, who was very impious. So Sunita took his qualities and Vena took her qualities. So that way, like that. But of course, this is a generic proposition. This is not compulsory, because even in our own lives, you know, just a few days back, I was discussing this episode with my mother. Right now, I'm in Chennai. So immediately we started discussing, okay, let's evaluate you. So what qualities you have taken from your mother, what qualities you have taken from your father, like that. So in one sense, if you see, it is not really, it's a generic proposition, but it is not a compulsory thing. And that's what is indicated here by the Yamadutas also. So sometimes the living entity takes the qualities of some qualities of his mother, some qualities of his father, like that. So next, he discusses the fall down of Ajamil. So where they discuss, Yesha Prakriti Sangena Purushasya Viparyaya Asit Sayeva Nachirad Isha Sangad Viliyate. Of course, this is a verse spoken by the Yamadutas, very interesting. They say that in this way, this unfortunate situation of the living entities, which is caused due to their coming in touch with Prakriti or material nature, can be reversed if they take the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isha Sangad Viliyate Shrutapanna Shila Tagunayaha Tavrato Mridur Dantaha Satyavan Mantra Vichuchihi Guru Agni Atiti Vriddhanam Shushrushur Anahankrataha Sarva Bhuta Suhrit Sadur Mitavag Anasuyakaha. So the wonderful qualities of Ajamil before seeing that forbidden act are discussed. He was actually Shruta Sampanna, well versed in the Vedas. He was a reservoir of all good character, good conduct, good qualities. He was firmly established in executing all Vedic injunctions, mild, gentle, and so on. Okay. He was a guru and everything, pride, upright, benevolent, all good qualities he had. Yekada aso vanam yataha pitru sandesha krad vijaha adaya tata avataha fala pushpa samit pushan dadar saha bujishyaya pitva cha madumaireyam madhagurunita netraya mattaya vishlata nivya vyapetam nirapatrapam kridantam anugayantam hasantam anayantike. So we all know, so once he, to execute the order of his father, he went to the forest to pick up some firewood, but in this way, on the way back, he saw the Shudra and the Shudrani engaging in a very inappropriate way. And very powerful. Drishtva tam kama liptena bahuna parirambitam jagam hrichayavasham sahasaiva vimohitaha. So suddenly it enhanced the lust within the heart of Ajamil and he became bewildered. Stambayan atman atmanam yavat sattvam yatashrutam na shashaka samadatum mano madana vepitam. So immediately he started trying to pull his intelligence, you know, manasadhyayan swadharmad viraramaha. So, becoming possessed because of lust arising from seeing her and losing his memory, he began to meditate on her with his mind and gave up the practice of dharma. So slowly he gave up his practice of dharma also. Tam eva toshayamasa pitrenartena yavata gramyer manoramai kamaihi prasideta yatatata. So then with all the wealth that he had inherited from his father, he tried to please her by offering her very attractive material objects, all that she desired. Vipram so bharyam apraudam kule mahati lambitam visasarja achirat papaha swairanya apanga viddadihi. Being completely pierced by the glance of this prostitute, he gave up his very chaste and properly legally wedded wife who was a brahmana. So he gave her up. Yatastatcha upaninye nyayato anyayato dhanam bhabara asyaha kutumbinya kutumbam mandadhirayam. So in this way, sometimes through proper means, sometimes through adharmic means, he tried to maintain the family of this prostitute. Yadasau shastram ullangya swairachari atigarhitaha avartata chiram kalam aghayur ashuchir malat. So in this way, transgressing the scriptures and acting very irresponsibly and leading a sinful life, he passed a long time in this way. Eam dandanehe sasham krita kilbisham neshyamano akrita nirvesham yatra dandena shudyati. So after doing all these things, ideally he must have performed unlimited atonement, but he did not do even a single atonement. So therefore, the only means of purifying him is through punishing. So therefore, we are taking him to Yamaraj. So in this way, the first chapter ends, where very comprehensive answer given by the Yamadutas for all the questions that the Vishnudutas had asked. Very, very comprehensive. And actually, no one can accuse them of not knowing dharma, because perfectly they have presented the nature of dharma. Okay, so that is like a recap of the first chapter. Second chapter. We'll try to do a quicker recap, because we have discussed this little early, you know, not so long back. Shri Badarayane Ruvacha Evam Te Bhagavadva Madhutabhi Bhaitam Upriyata Tanrajan Pratyahur Nayakovida. So after hearing these words from the Yamadutas, Vishnudutas, who were expert in the rules of conduct, they spoke in response to what they had heard from the Yamadutas. Shri Vishnuduta Ochuhu Aho Kashtam Dharma Drisham Adharma Sprishate Sabham Yatra Adandyeshu Apapeshu Dandairyair Driyate Vrta. So how has such a calamity struck such a place? Adharma Sprishate Sabham Yatra Adandyeshu Apapeshu Dandairyair Driyate Vrta. Where unnecessarily, absolutely sinless people are being punished. Prajanam pitaro yecha shastara sadava samaha yadisya teshu vaishamyam kamyanti sharanam prajaha. If the protectors of citizens are acting in such irresponsible way, they are supposed to be equal in happiness and distress. If they are acting in such irresponsible way, showing opposite tendencies, then where will the citizens go for protection? Yadyad acharati shreyan itarastatta dihate sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. You are supposed to be setting the right example for others. How could you act in such irresponsible way and set the wrong example for others to follow? Yasyam keshira adaya loka swapiti nirvrutah swayam dharmam adharmam va nahi veda yata pshuhu sakatam nyarpita atmanam achetanam vishrambati bhutanam sagrino dogdumarhati. What you are doing is like a person in whom an animal has absolute faith, that to the extent that it is putting his head on the lap of that person with absolute faith that he is my well-wisher, and that person is taking a knife and chopping off the throat of that animal. You are doing that. This was like a serious accusation on Yamadutas for absolutely no fault of theirs. How can the compassionate leader, who should have the trust of all beings, give pain to those who have surrendered to him in friendship and have undeveloped consciousness? You cannot do this. So now, after speaking in this way and completely confusing the Yamadutas, now they say, Ayam hi krita nirvesho janmakoti amhasamapi yad vyajahara vivasho namasvastyayanam harehe. Actually, this person has performed atonement for 10 million births. because he spontaneously chanted the name of Lord Narayan. Of course, we will not go through the purports because it will be too. And of course, I heard that you have been discussing from the sixth canto Ajamil section recently. So you must have discussed all these points. Ete naiva hi agonosya kritam syad aganishkritam yada narayanayati jagada chaturaksharam. When the first time he chanted the four syllabled word Narayana, so practically all, the atonement has been committed for all the sins that he had committed. Stenah shurapo mitradruk brahmaha gurutalpaga stri raja pitra gohanta yecha patakino pare sarvesham api agavatam idam eva sunishkritam namam vyaharanam vishnor yatastad vishayamatihi. So for committing all these kind of grave offenses, simply chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu can not only destroy the sins of these people, but it can attract the attention of Lord Vishnu, that Lord Vishnu thinks, here is a person who needs my personal attention. Like that, Lord Vishnu starts thinking. So he says, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. Like that, the Supreme Lord becomes personally obliged, seeing such a person. Of course, this is a long, various things are discussed, but not go through it because it will take a very long time. So then, nan nishkritair uditair brahmavadibis tata vishudyat agavan vratadibihi yata harer nama padair udahritais taduttama shloka gunopalambakam. So, how could you say that one small holy name is capable of destroying so many things? Because gurunam cha lagunam cha guruni cha laguni cha, it is mentioned. But that for great sins, there are great atonements. For small sins, small atonements. But one small holy name, millions of lifetimes of sins. How is it possible? Because tad uttama shloka gunopalambakam, because it produces the realization of the Lord's qualities. So that holy name is not an ordinary word. Like that. Naikantikam taddi kritepi nishkrite manappunar davati chet asatpate tatkarma nirharam abhipsatam harer gunanuvada kalusatva bhavana. Unlike the other kinds of atonements, even though you perform the atonement, you may repent for the sin, but the desire to perform that sinful activity does not go away. But that is not the case with chanting the holy name. Atenam mapanayata kritashesha aghanishkritam yadaso bhagavan nama mriyamana samagrahit. Therefore, you cannot take this Ajamil who has performed unlimited atonement. Even for future sins, he has atoned. You said that he has not performed any atonement, but you don't know the holy name. He has performed unlimited. Yad aso bhagavan nama mriyamana samagrahit. Especially this sinless person, he chanted the name of the Lord while dying. So which indicates that definitely he must be sinless. And he quotes this verse. Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante vam dridavrata. So at such an excruciating situation, if someone could chant the holy name, which means that indicates steady practice, which is not possible unless he is sinless. Asyam va stobam heranam eva va vaikunta nama grahanam ashesha agaharam viduhu. In fact, chanting the names in all these ways, in all these four types of ways, even though that's the case, but not have attitude, is capable of destroying unlimited sins and also desire to perform those sins. Patitah skalitah sandashtahata hari avashanaha uman narhatiya. Even while there are very precarious situations, while falling down from a cliff, or one chants the holy name, he will not suffer his suffering. Gunam lagunam cha guruni cha laguni cha prayaschittani papanam nyaktvoktani maharshibhi. So one should not think that the chanting of the holy name is just like performing any karmakandiya prayaschitta. One should not think then it would be the commission of the eighth offense to think that the chanting of the holy names is just like any other karmakandiya process. One holy name is capable of unlimited, just like one cannot doubt that how could one person with one plow drag one whole city into river Yamuna, because that one person is not an ordinary person, that one person is Balramji. So therefore, if you think Balramji is one person, that is actually avajananti mam muda manushim tanum ashritam. So therefore, to think that the holy name, even though a simple syllable, is incapable of doing unlimited atonement is to put the holy name in pedestal as karmakandiya. Tanyagani puyante tapodana vratadibhi nadharmajam tadhrudayam tadapi ishangri sevaya. So it is mentioned that taistanyagani performing tapa, dana, vrata, etc. Maybe lot of sinful reactions may go away, but na adharmajam tadhrudayam, but the root of the sin, which is the desire to perform that sin again, is not destroyed by them, but that is possible only by ishangri sevaya. Agyanad atavagyanad uttama shloka namayad sankirtitam agham pumso dahed edo yadanalah. So chanting the holy name of the Lord with or without knowledge destroys the man's sins, just like powerful blazing fire destroys all dry grass. Yatagadam viryatamam upayuktam yadrichaya ajanatopi atmagunam kuryo mantro api udahrata. Just like a powerful medicine, even if when taken without knowledge of its power, will deliver the result. Similarly, the holy name, when chanted even without the knowledge of the glories of the holy name, will definitely have its effect. So I think we will pause here, and the rest of the chapter we will quickly summarize tomorrow morning, and then we will start with the third chapter. So because we are meeting after a long time, I went verse by verse, so I hope it's okay. So we have another 1 minute. If there are any quick comments, maybe with respect to what we have discussed or with respect to the format, if you want to have some suggestions or timings, whatever, you can let me know. Thank you for your patient listening. It looks like I have just warmed up for our discussion. So before the warming up, the whole thing is over. Yes. Devotees from Kunjavihari, you want to share something? Hari Bhakti Prabhu.
It was very nice and enlivening to hear, actually, as it was, although it was a recap, but it was very powerful, the glories of the holy name. We were remembering all the things, like when we were discussing also, we spent a lot of time discussing what you had discussed. So that example of peloton, you had told how during cycling they do Sadri Samayam Loke. And then all now Guru Nicha Labhu Nicha, all the verses, like very nice to hear again the glories of the holy name.
6 to 9 purport.
In fact, I made a mistake. Look. Actually, I should have allowed all of you to recap. Somehow it did not strike me. I think you should have taken turns, and you know, you should have taken some sections, and you should have recapped it. Actually, it would have been more enlivening for all of us. Actually,
we don't remember much.
No. So shall we continue with this format?
Yes.
I think there is an advantage in short discussions, because that will help us stay focused, and you know 1 hour means 1 hour, but we know that you know, we don't have much time, so we won't while away time here and there. You know, we will be focused. Okay. So thank you very much. So I'm very, very happy. Honestly speaking, you know, I'm very happy that somehow I am getting an opportunity to take your association. So even though it is not personal, but definitely this is by no way impersonal. So I'm quite happy and hoping to have your association for a long time. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.